DFW Mobile.
KM4NAP, good morning, wild man.
What are you doing this morning?
Getting it, I'm getting it.
Were terrible last night.
Tell me about it. I mean, the noise level was a plus 10 on me.
Getting worse and worse. I could barely hear anybody checking in.
Been having some kind of weather front come through.
I mean, I fired it up and I grabbed three parts just in less than 20 minutes. You know, two on 40 and one on 80, and then all of a sudden it just died.
How the atmosphere and stuff works, but when she's right, it's right.
A little bit over here.
Getting what I got about 45 minutes ago.
He was on 20 and he was coming in pretty good, and I was just getting ready to call to him, and somebody else was talking to him, and he turned his antenna so he could talk to that guy better, and that was all she wrote to that deal.
Yeah, when they turn over the directionals, it sort of leaves you outside looking in like a little kid in the candy store. You want to talk to him, but you can't get through the glass to get there.
Anybody on 20 yet?
I've made a few contacts on 20, but not very many. Seems like where I'm at, it's sort of a bad spot for 20 meters.
There's actually some other parts, but they were out west, but I couldn't ever hear them. Good morning, Al. Missed you the last couple of days.
I found your 401 down, by the way. All you got to do is glue the top on it and put a hook on it and hang it up. Call wire line, correct?
Header line?
Yes.
If it's 200 ohm ladder line.
No, I think it's 450.
You know what? If it's 450, we could try a 4-1 down and see what happens. I got a 4-1, which will probably match it close enough.
Yeah, I do something to it because the tuner just really struggles on like 80, and I'd like to get it down just a little bit more just so the tuner doesn't have such an issue with it.
Thing is, yeah, no, this will solve it. That 4-1 is fine. Well, see, here's what you got to realize. Anyone, you can't tune a transmitter at the radio. That's the wrong way to fly. You can't do it. Because all you're doing is fooling the transmitter, and really, you got the same problem you had. But people don't understand is you got to match both sides of the line. You can't do it at the transmitter. Because if you do it at the transmitter, then the other side of the line doesn't match. You cannot do that. I learned that tennis club, and you really need to go down on 385 one night when the band is open and listen to WA1HLR on AM. He's probably he's a real good engineer. He's a real good RF engineer, and he knows his antennas probably better than anybody. And if you listen to Tim, you'll learn a lot of antennas.
Is the band on that, or the frequency on that?
I'm 3085 on 80 meters on AM. And sometimes, actually, I have heard about 160, but 160, I might not hear him. And many years ago when I had this problem, he heard me one out a little bit up in Maine. He says, "Al, you got to put the fire to the wire." He said, I was laughing. I'll never forget it. One time, he was aggravated because everybody kept bothering on sideband, so I lived up in Connecticut years ago. You know, I was within a couple hundred, like 400 miles of them at night, and the band would get all messed up, and one day he goes, "Hey, Tim, how much power running?" He goes, "Oh, I want about 4 kilos and see how that does." He goes, I'm like, "God."
That's
Mobile.
Good morning. You're early. You didn't forget anything, did you?
Oh, that's the main thing.
Did last night. I got that stupid. The guy finally got that tractor over here, and I started ripping it apart. The guy didn't even take the hood. You ever try taking the hood off an old beat-up tractor by yourself and try to window me around? So he said, you're going to get hurt if you're not careful. So I got it.
This morning, Mike.
Still trying to come down with it, but I'm taking me some vitamin C and zinc and echinacea and some bunch of other concoction my wife's brewing up. And, but I feel good. I just sound terrible.
Works the same way. He ain't been able to talk for about a week. You don't feel bad, just can't talk.
He's been really rough on people.
Got the flu. I think I got a little bit of what I had here a while back. I know a guy at work come in with it. He was out sick last week, but he showed up this week still sick. But it lasts a week or so. I just happened to have some vacation days off, holidays off, and that hit me during that time. But we'll make it.
Temperature is definitely not the flu. One of you guys wants to come over here, we'll go and glue that valley together, and I'll go over with you on the weekend. We can easily, the rain's going to go away, and we'll be a little bit cold, but we can hook that thing up and give it a try.
Again.
I got a 4-1 right here, and I'll probably get it close enough. $40 for buying one. I do too. We'll drive a ground rod in a little piece of copper, 2 feet of copper pipe in the ground, and ground the back of the transmitter right to the ground.
Anything's I gotta do like that.
A little piece of copper pipe is all you need, just a little piece of old copper. I got a piece, we'll just nail it in the ground. The ground's good and soft, so we'll just take a piece of copper and just take a couple feet and just whack it in the ground. And then we'll just, the best way to do it would be 8-foot rod sideways and put it 3 feet under the ground. But everyone drives in the ground. I was stupid too, you know. And I said, my buddies, oh, just drive in the ground, take a big 5-10 pound sledgehammer, wail my head up. And the guy starts saying, you know what? Why don't I just dig a little trench and dig a little small trench with a shovel and stick it 3 feet in the ground and be done with it? I didn't think about that. Old manual tool we can use, that we can look at it, and we can actually see the ester. You can see it, and I can show you a few tricks with it. Send my cute little tractor downstairs. There was acorn, you know, nuts was under the shrub. So I think a squirrel was messing around, brought nuts in there.
Add on to him.
I don't know how the heck he got the nuts in there. Sure, they're pretty big. I don't know how the hell he got them in there.
Holes in the side of stuff. Take little chainsaws and cut big holes in there, and then they bring those nuts in.
Well, geez, space. Maybe you found a way to do it. Because nothing was chewed. I mean, the metal was not chewed. I don't know. I just don't know how it got in there. Although there was a little spot underneath there. He must have found a way to do it. Was the coil wasn't chewed off. Usually the mice sell them, meesers, they chew the coil wire off. I fixed my ground fault breaker. When I took it out, I cut it off, and the breaker wasn't bad, but I realized, well, you know what? You shouldn't have done that, because I don't think the breaker was bad. I think it didn't reset right, so I can't find a washer, I gotta use a knife, and then I gotta put a straight tubing and extend length in the wire on the stupid thing. So I can put it back in the panel and try it. Of course, I gotta go downstairs and throw the 100-amp knife switch and come all the way back upstairs and change the breaker. We're done with the power on, but I'm not really in the mood to do that today. The coyotes on Pelham Road are in, are coyotes native to this area? I didn't know they were.
Three of them in the backyard.
weren't near to this area, but Gary and California US said last night they are. I didn't know that.
Yesterday, I don't know how much. I mean, I know he's an honest man. He's not going to lie to me, but he's got a friend whose dad has killed 100 coyotes out of his front yard over the past two or three years.
That's amazing.
Down there is just so eat up with them. They're like rabbits.
Need to hunt as many of them as they can to get them out of there.
Last couple of nights that were really, really foggy, man, that you could hear them out in the field. They were really cutting up.
You know, we also had around here a rabid fox one day. And I told my brother, I said, I know how to catch that. I said, well, just put a little chicken out there in the yard there and put it in a little pen and tie it up a little bit. When the rabid fox goes to get the chicken, we'll just shoot it.
Go up Westminster and get my deer stand and bring it back and put it in the backyard, put a little light out there and just wait on him to come by.
No, we were 100 coyotes. Oh my God.
Go on to dispatch him. What do you think, Mike?
Enough to him.
Yeah, 15 yard shot.
Yep. Shoot him in the stomach, let him run off somewhere and expire.
Charge of a capacitor from one of those big 220 caps, you know, the motor start capacitors. Charge one of them and throw it at them.
There's a couple of dogs that walk back through there, and then there's two gray fox, and I really don't want to do any. If those foxes and them dogs weren't back there, I'd set my trap up.
Charge of a capacitor and you throw it at it. And believe me, I don't know if you ever been bit by one of those. No, I need someone to look something up for me. Remember the old carburetor cleaner you used to use years ago? I need to know the formula for what was in it, because you can't buy it no more, but the new stuff don't work worth a dollar. I gotta find what was in it so I can make it up.
Hey there.
I'm here.
Are you all running on time this morning?
I'm fixing to head into my last thing, subdivision.
We all for six.
That was pretty good.
Did you get you some rest yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
That email yesterday with that, some of the class information, did you get it?
Affirmative, and I greatly appreciate it.
Just wanted to make sure it got through. I'm waiting on the other information. I'll probably have it today when I get home.
Get that extra class. It's been staring me in the face too long. It's time for me to get in there and start really digging and get it done.
DVD, I have a DVD player. I just need someone to burn a DVD on it so I can get a hold of it, so I can listen to it and sit down and really take my time and study it for about 2 weeks and just stay right on until I get it.
Next Tuesday, the classes are going to be on YouTube Live. So, you know, if you got a chance to get in there, you might watch it.
Computer here. I can't use a computer, so I need to get a DVD and burn it. That way I can use a DVD player until I figure this computer stuff out. Because I've never done it. I don't even know. I got to change the SIM card for Apple. I've never done it before. And I got to mess with that. I got to figure the computer stuff out with a mic. Because I don't even know if this computer's going to work.
Yeah. Maybe you should be able to get on YouTube on that.
Connection, so I gotta use consumer cellular, so I don't have to use Charter or Spectrum. But I gotta get a SIM card for my brother and get it figure out how to set this thing up. I never did it before.
Yeah, Mike, I'm sending on that extra class, they send you all the information in the email that you went over. I'm forwarding it to Ed, and I'm going to forward it to Tim or yeah, as soon as he gives me a email address. You want it too, to look at it?
Yeah, I'll shoot you my email address today at lunchtime or something.
And then maybe we're going to test on May 16th, because in July the test questions change.
Well, I want to do it as soon as I can, as soon as I can study for it. I'm just going to pass it and be done with it.
Somebody on 3800, and problem is you can get down there, but if you broadcast on it, you'll be out of bands.
2KC, I've done that before. What I do is I run 3801 or 3802, and you're okay. I did one time. I didn't know it. You know, I couldn't use, at the time, I never had no chip on my transmitter. So I had to guess what frequency I was on this old transmitter I was using. I was down on 3785, and I didn't know it. So you gotta watch out for that. Well, I had another thing that happened. One time, someone stole my amateur realizer. My amateur realizer expired. I didn't know it was up. And I'm on the realizer. 6 months later, the guy goes, sir, you need a call sign. You need a call sign. So I called up the FCC. I said, sorry, guys, I didn't know. You were doing 2 years. Just get around to renewing it. I said, we'll just renew you. Don't worry about it. But it was kind of funny. I mean, I don't know what the fine is. They use it, you try not to do that. Well, that's the only reason I want to get my extra. There's a couple frequencies I want to use down there. And sometimes the extra frequencies are a little bit quieter. I talk to a lot of extra operators in general class sessions sometimes. And a lot of them don't even know simple basic math. I say, buddy, you're not doing yourself any good. You're running that much power. I said, you're only gaining a little bit. I said, I told the guy, I said, study your theory and think about what you're doing. I said, you're backwards on this thing. I said, put $10 in the transmitter, $1,000 in building antenna, and away you go. That's for an antenna, KI4LN. Run as low power as you can and get the signal as strong as you can, running about a watt. And then you put the power to it.
Arrived at the workplace, so I hope everybody has a good day. And I'll say 73, look forward to catching everybody in the morning, and maybe Ed catch you this afternoon and do a little bit of park chasing. And Al, you have a good one, and I'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
We'll be catching you this afternoon. Have a good one, 73s.
73s, Ken. Take care. KK4NXC.
You just need some plastic primer and some plastic glue, and you guys can have this balance. The wireman ones that they wire, but this thing will handle about 1,500 watts, so it's pretty stout. It's going to be a vertical. It's going to be a lot more complicated than that. Which verticals have some disadvantages with local stuff, but they do a lot better with the long-haul stuff. Sunspot is at a minimum right now. You should be almost to your destination. I think it's about 6 o'clock.
You guys doubled.
AP for ID. What kind of day you got, Mike?
I got a busy one. My other shop foreman, Feller, he ain't gonna be there today. I'll have my hands full. But that'll be fine. Makes the day go by faster.
That does work. When you stay busy, the day goes by faster. Doesn't seem as bad unless something really bad happens.
Here in California, I really had a bad day. I used to say, time to go to bed. I never used to laugh, but that's the way it usually works. That's no problem. Like I said, I'll see if I can find some glue around and I'll glue that thing together. I'm going to see if I can fix this breaker somehow with some string tubing and a knife. See if I can get this fixed. K KI-4, I'm clear. Catch you guys later.
Now, see you. Be careful today. Watch out for a fair net breaker. Be safe, KK4NXC.
I'm going to turn the power off when I change it, though.
Yes.
Years ago, I wouldn't have. But I think I'm going to this time.
Get you that Indian tea. Maybe it'll make you feel better.
There's some echinacea in it. That's what the Indians used to use during the wintertime, I think. But, yeah, sounds good.
They used to use everything, even tree bark, so they knew what would work and what wouldn't. So I would have hated to have been the guy they tried it on, see if it worked or not.
Dude, that guinea pig, he stayed mad at him.
Got two more, and then I can call it a day. I think about it, Harold ordered him a new grill and hood for that truck.
Oh, wow. What the heck, that set him back?
I have no idea, but I imagine it was a pretty penny.
See ya.
The UPS deliver that one.
He picked that up somewhere.
Company's supposed to be shipping it out today. I figured out. Have to use one of the big old 18-wheelers to deliver that.
A crate would be probably 6 feet, 7 feet wide, probably about 5 feet tall and about 6 feet long. That's going to be a big one.
Got it from 4-State Trucking out of Missouri.
Who is it used?
Oh, he didn't say.
Primer. But I guess it don't matter. Doesn't have to be painted.
Does, I guess. He'll just have to go get him a can of spray paint, huh?
Thing up. It'll flaking in it.
So he wants to, once he gets some money saved up and get everything fixed on it, he wants to do the vinyl wrap.
We just did a vinyl wrap on our on one of our pickup trucks.
They say it's really not all that expensive. What really gets you is the labor.
Just had one done. You want to pay the labor. You don't want to do that yourself. We just had that pickup. We did a partial wrap, and it was about $1,500. On a big truck like that, you're probably looking at several thousand.
Wouldn't doubt. I don't know what kind of scheme he's wanting, but he's wanting to really doll it up.
Guys that do a good job, they're up in Greer. They could at least get you a price. They did good work. And I got the reference for them from another company in Greenville that had several companies wrap different trucks of theirs. They said that was the best wrap they had done, and it was actually a little bit cheaper than some of the others.
Does that stuff last?
I couldn't tell you.
Put $89,000 in that truck and then turn right around and have to do it again 5 years down the road.
Full wrap on one of our big service trucks, which is an Isuzu box truck. It's got a 14-foot bed. That's at least 4 years old, and it still looks like the day we put it on.
One of Harold's buddies down around Charleston had put his Volvo truck up for sale. So if you hear of anybody looking to buy a semi, and they want a Volvo, let me know. He's got it up. He wants 15 grand for it, but I think you can probably getting cheaper than that. If I wanted to buy it, and I told him I wouldn't touch a Volvo.
Tim, I hate to leave you, man. I'm destinating over here, and I'm going to have to get off the radio. But I do need to catch up with you on some tea. And I'm off on Tuesday. I might come down and see you Tuesday when you get off of work or something. Maybe sit around, drink a cup of coffee with you, and chat if that's good to you.
Hey, or we can get together sometime this weekend if you want to go grab a biscuit or whatever. But I'm glad you made it in safe, and I'm about 3 minutes from the house myself. So you have a good one, and hopefully catch you in the morning. So KK4NXC, KM4NAP, have a good day.
Peace to you. Take care, my friend. KK4NXC. Clear.